following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hey, welcome everyone.
Good morning, afternoon.
And evening.
Wherever you are, here we are.
And I'm Ariel.
And I'm Shia. And we finish each other's sentences when we do.
Just include it, please, please, please.
Don't offend yourself, right?
Here we are, and today's show
is called Light is the Middle Word in Enlightenment.
So, today is a day, or this evening is an evening, depending on where you are, where you will have an opportunity, should you so choose, to lighten up.
You know, it's interesting. For many, many, many years, I seriously, I mean seriously, worked to become enlightened. And what I discovered was that it didn't work to be serious about getting enlightened. Because the middle word in enlightenment is light. And most of us are seriously trying to get to an idea that we have of what enlightenment is, and then we disregard every moment that happens until we reach that goal, except your idea may be flawed. So let's talk about the most important thing in getting enlightened.
Listening. Yeah, I love that we start the show, each show, with listening. I'll tell you why. Back when I was in college and I first took ballet, one of the things that I learned, even though I was a little old to start, I learned was that you don't go into class and you dance. You do the bar exercises.
You stretch first.
To limber yourself up. And then I was watching the Yankees the other night, and I was so impressed with how far the first baseman, Mark Teixeira, could stretch while keeping his foot on the bag. I'm certain he doesn't go out there and play baseball. He has a whole series of routines of stretching first. Our routine is listening to bring us back to here and now rather than getting on to the show or getting on to what we think we should be doing.
You know, it's interesting. Everybody's trying to get somewhere all the time. We're trying to get on to the important things, and we miss the majesty of each moment of our lives. We miss the magnificence of just that next breath. You know, most of us are so driven to get to this ideal we have of what a better us would be, and that includes, of course, being enlightened if you're in the new age.
So we don't simply listen to listen, we're listening to get somewhere. This really is a modern day enlightenment and a modern day meditation where you can listen simply for the act of listening.
And what that does, if you actually are listening to hear what another is saying from their point of view, not how it applies to getting somewhere, but to hear what they're saying, not to see whether you agree or disagree, not to prove that you already know what's being talked about. I mean, there are so many enlightened people out there that are proving how enlightened they are, and yet they're not happy in their lives, and they're not light, and they're seriously complaining to themselves about their state, and that's not enlightenment. But if you're proving that you've gotten somewhere, you're certainly not enlightened. The enlightenment is not about getting somewhere. It's about discovering this moment and this moment. And then, of course, there's
every moment in between, and then
this moment.
So, tune in with your ears. Put your listening ears on.
As Judge Judy would say. if you listen, it truly listen, not to get somewhere, but to hear what's being said, it will pull you into the moment, this moment. And if you get into this moment, a byproduct of being here is enlightenment.
So I have a question, everyone.
Yes.
Are we having fun yet?
I am.
If you're not having fun, if you're being serious about something, you got to be resisting something.
Oh, if we're talking about listening too long, you're resisting it.
If.
And we will continue.
Talk about it.
Because the first principle is what you resist persists and talks about it longer. So if there are people in your life that talk to you about the same thing over and over again, and you don't listen to them, they will continue to do that, even though you complain to yourself that they're doing it.
So that's the second principle. They can only be exactly as it, well, the first principle is what you resist persists, grows stronger, and it dominates your life. And you and they can only be exactly as they are.
In each moment.
And
that's the second principle.
Third principle, anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So those are the three very
fundamental ideas behind our approach.
Okay, so light is the middle word in enlightenment. That's the show today. And we were looking at the possibility.
When did you do that?
Oh, I put, Shai has a picture, a signed picture of the baseball player Bernie Williams.
A lovely man Stavros gave me.
And while Shai was taking a nap earlier today, I put it up on his wall and he just saw it. Is that fun or what?
That's very fun.
See, that was a perfect example of being here. Because when you're here,
you see everything around you.
And your life intercedes.
And each moment is new. It's not driven by some agenda to get somewhere. Like, what's great about this radio show is we're not trying to change you or fix you or make you better. We're not psychological in our orientation. We're not trying to find what's wrong with you. Maybe there's absolutely nothing wrong with you.
We're getting ready to this weekend.
Well, our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. And an anthropologist simply notates what they see rather than critique it, rather than judge it. See, awareness is the key to having your life transform. Awareness is a non-judgmental seeing. Now, my dear.
Thank you.
Non-judgmental.
Non-judgmental. You know, nothing interrupts you. It's all working. You just disagree with some of it. It's all working. Each moment is your moment of your life, and some of it you disagree with. And when you disagree with it, the fun goes away. The light goes away. Everything gets heavy. So, again, if you're feeling a little heavy, there's absolutely something that you are disagreeing with.
Resisting, want to be different than it is.
I was cleaning up our office area. We're doing a workshop this weekend, Transformation in the Workplace, and it's always a fun opportunity to make sure that everything is in place here because entropy from time to time happens. You get going about your day and certain things you set aside to do later. And as I was moving around, I had the idea, you know, enlightenment can be found anywhere. Just point your eyes in a direction, point your ears in a direction, be where you are, enlightenment can be found anywhere. So I had the idea, you know, you open a book, you crack it open, and it has the information for you. So I thought, great, I'll just pick one of our books. And I picked our book up, and I went to open it to get a hint for today, and it is our German book, Liebe im Augenblick, and I don't speak German. I thought, well, fine, I can still find something that is about enlightenment and pertains to the day. I can get our hint for the day. I opened it up, and I found a word. Now, okay,
We're going to butcher this word.
We may say it really, really bad, and when we
Since we don't speak German, will the German speakers of the world please forgive us?
And if we do it somewhat, anyway, you'll get it. It's, how do you think?
I don't know.
Vergebung?
Anyway, it means forgiveness.
It cracked me up. I pulled the word forgiveness.
And forgiveness is a very powerful tool to reach enlightenment, because you first need to forgive and have compassion for yourself, and then you need to forgive everything that's ever happened in your life, because it all got you to this moment. So nothing was wrong. It may not have met your preferences. It may not have fit your pictures of the family you should have been born into. It may not have been what you, quote, wanted, but it is exactly what you got. And it's the, and it brought all of everything that's happened in your life has brought you to this current moment.
I just picked up another book. It's one I've never read. Somebody sent it to us. It's a writer in New Jersey. It's a kid's book called The Magic Gown. Mm-hmm. And I picked it up. I opened it up, and there was a word talking about singing a tune and about pleasure. And it occurs to me, most of us are so busy getting somewhere, we forget to have fun. We forget to have pleasure. We forget to simply open up and sing a song. Why are we so busy trying to get to where we think we should get
to? Well, this is where our anthropological approach comes in, I would say. Because most of us have been raised, enculturated in families where people were trying desperately to get somewhere, to survive, to accumulate wealth, to show that they were doing well in their community, in their church. They're trying to prove that they're okay, and it gets transferred on. Because you see, everything you know comes from the ongoing culture you're part of. Even if it your counterculture, you've got something to be against in the culture, and that is the starting point for your life. So all the decisions you make, all those things you decide you need to do, or places you need to get to, or things you need to prove, all are determined by the culture you're raised in. It's like computers. Computers function with the information that's in them, that's been programmed in them. So we're all computers, and we have all been programmed. And what's in the program is what we get to play with. So you can't, if your program, say, doesn't have Russian in it as a language, then
mine doesn't have German.
Mine doesn't have Russian or German. then you will not be able to function in those languages. Anyway, I do my best to speak English, and we're going to a break now. And
we'll be back shortly.
Yeah.
So come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Being Here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Are you looking for life's balance? Look no further than Seventh Wave Network. We're bringing you Life's Balance with Shaman M. Let Melody McBride take you on a unique listening experience. You'll explore the world of alternative health. Learn about the many facets of healing. Preventative lifestyles from children to seniors will be discussed on the show. Listen for Life's Balance with Shaman M. Broadcast live every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. It's the healthy side of life. Let peace and balance be yours.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
Hey, just a few weeks to go before the Premium Excellence Club kicks in. We'll have all the information about it up on our website shortly. If you want to join the Excellence Club, our email newsletter list, go up to transformationmadeeasy.com and you go over to Excellence Club and you can sign up, and then you can get all sorts of great information from us, including podcasts and that type of thing.
That's a little confusing. So what is this Premium Excellence Club?
Well, in October, we're going to be setting up a subscription series where people will be getting video podcasts of the week, articles that will be coming out from us before they reach the general public,
more stuff.
More stuff from us. How's that?
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, so we have Sandy on the line, and you there, Sandy?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm a little bit nervous about calling in today, but I'm doing very good.
Well, what's your question? Because we already even have another caller on the line, so what's your question?
Where are you calling in from, Sandy?
I'm calling in from Munich in Germany.
Hey, how do we do with the word forgiveness? How do you pronounce it?
It was, it's Vergebung, but it was more fun when we announced it.
Vergebung?
Vergebung, yeah.
Oh, well, see, we really massacred it, but we had fun. So what's your question, darling?
So my question does, I was trying to figure out how to put this into a sentence or how to ask, and forgiveness is a good place to start because I've noticed that I have a tendency to, I watch myself trying to discover things about myself, but then I judge myself so harshly, and
well, that's what you discover about yourself.
True.
That's what there is to discover, that you judge yourself harshly, but that doesn't mean that conversation, Sandy, that judges you harshly is you.
And the step you're missing is that you're judging your judgments. You're resisting your judgments. You want it to be different. You can't be different. Those judgments were downloaded into that computer of yours, and you're sorting through them. So you're not just seeing, wow, look at this. I'm judging myself really harshly here.
You're then judging yourself for judging yourself, which will perpetuate the judgment system in your mind.
Do you have any advice for me how I can
Yes. relax. Be gentle with yourself, even if that's a foreign concept.
And here's the other thing. It is not this big problem that you're making it, Sandy. I know that you are a film editor, in that critical, judgmental nature is one of these
great, valuable thing, but
that you use, that you go for perfection and you go back over until you get the scene the way you want it, is not an awful thing. Applied to yourself, it's really uncomfortable, but it's not like that skill set is a bad thing. It's about awareness, a non-judgmental seeing of how judgmental you are. And if you're judging your judgments, don't judge yourself for judging your judgments. You cannot be any different than you are.
Yeah.
And then you have a little compassion for yourself, because you can't help but be the way you are. And if you have some compassion for yourself, you'll soon discover yourself being forgiving of this internal conversation that judges you so harshly. Because it was what was necessary for your gene pool to survive.
Right, right.
So that judgmental nature in your predecessors kept your line alive and got you to this moment of your life, Sandy. It's not a bad thing. It's a tool.
Okay. Good.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
And I really think Vergebung, however you say it,
very good,
is really good for you. You got to forgive yourself for being you, because it ain't such a bad thing, my friend.
And you know, you are the author of your life, and you are a magnificent being, and I personally know you, so I'm not just guessing about that. I have an experience of you, and if you could see you through my eyes, through our eyes, you'd like you.
I have the tendency of going back and forth out of being able to see myself the way other people see myself, and being there for others, being inspirational, and then I pull myself away and start judging just by, you know, making one little mistake or something. And
is that you go back and forth? Because that means at least part of the time you are here. And that's the starting point. And if you don't judge yourself for taking yourself away,
then
get interested in what drives you away, what thoughts you follow, what inanities that you start listening to, it becomes fun. And the next thing you know, you're back.
And, you know, it's one of those things where you get better and better at being in the moment. And you don't even think about not being in the moment, because you're avoiding not being in the moment will always throw you into the future or the past. So don't try to be in the moment. Just be here.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you, Sandy, when we come next week to Hamburg. And we're coming on the 17th. We're doing the Freedom to Breathe. And the 18th through the 20th is the Art of Relating. And we're excited that we're seeing you. And have fun this week between now and then.
Oh, I will, and I'm really excited about coming. And it's yes, I'd like to invite everybody here in Europe to come, because it's, even if it's last minute, it's really a lot of fun.
Excellent. Great. Thanks for calling in, darling, today.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have
Sonia.
You there, Sonia?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Arian and Shaya. Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Basel in Switzerland.
Oh, hi. So this is this the Sonia we know from Switzerland?
Yes. I came to New York.
Welcome to our show. We know
Great.
Who you are.
Thank you.
What can we do for you today?
My question is about my work.
Yes.
I was trained as a translator and worked as a secretary.
Right.
all the time, and I changed jobs often. And right now, I have the situation that my job, I work only 2 days a week because, well, my employer said there was not so much work.
Right.
As he had thought, and I was also not satisfied with having not so much to do, so that I wanted that as well.
So what is your question, darling?
It is that I'm looking for a new occupation, but I also have many ideas what I would like to do. For instance, do some translations or do. I have many ideas, and it's.
Tell you where I think you're stuck. I think you're trying to figure out which is the right idea and which is the right way to go, and it makes you hesitant and it slows you down. And it really doesn't matter what direction you go in. It matters that you engage, that you get going, that you push. You don't have to choose a direction and go in it. It's about getting yourself out there, getting yourself engaged, rather than thinking about which is the right direction to go in.
Yes.
Uh-huh. See, your hesitancy is in that you're thinking of all these different things to do, and then it gets very confusing as to what to do next.
Yes. You could actually... Go ahead.
So I would start with cleaning your house.
That's
I would start
good.
With not the whole house, just a drawer in the house, or a closet,
mm-hmm.
or the kitchen. I would start by getting involved in what's right in front of you.
The dust under the bed.
That will create the space for other things to open up in your life. But if you're stuck in what should I do, that's where you're stuck.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I can
All right.
hear it a little bit with Sandy. I hear it more with you. The challenge is you're both... very smart,
mm-hmm.
very smart. So each moment you have a thought, there's a whole file behind of other possibilities. So you're not just saying, doing, being. You're editing as you go along, and it doesn't give you the chance to be. So as Shia said, pick something simple in your surroundings and go for it and do it and complete it and do the next thing without hesitance.
Right. As you start completing things, that's going to feed energy back to you. And as you get more energy, you'll see what's the appropriate thing for you, and job opportunities will probably open up for you.
Thank you for calling today. That's
yes,
so
thank
wonderful.
You so much that you for calling in.
We have to go to a break now, everyone.
Yes.
Great. Come on back,
Sonia.
Everyone.
Bye-bye.
Come on back, everyone, and don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's so great to be in here. We're having fun.
Yes, we are.
And light is the middle word, enlightenment. Hey, you should get our books. If you haven't got our books yet, you should. Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, How to Create a Magical Relationship, and Being Here. And even if you don't speak German, Liebe im Augenblick is really good. Look at what I learned today just from pulling a word and translating it. Speaking of Germany, we have Antje on the line. You there, Antje?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, Antje. Hearing your voice brings a smile to my face.
Oh, I can't give that back. I enjoyed your voices before and the commercials.
Well, that's you truly being here then. What can we do for you today?
Say again, sorry.
What can we do for you today?
Yeah, I have this, yeah, thinking about your word enlightenment, you know, and I heard you say that before, that in the middle is the word light. So you have this meaning of light, like light, not heavy, right?
Right.
So in Germany we don't have it, it's a different word, but you say it's for easy or for not heavy. And I experienced that myself. A lot of times that it really can be easy since I've been working with you, but sometimes I get stuck in a feeling of it's not easy and everything is heavy and it's hard work and
let me stop you
yeah.
for a second.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
What you're not taking into account, Antje, is your environment. Mm-hmm. You know, I went fishing on a river yesterday not far from our home, about a 40-minute drive. And I was drifting in my boat past a sewage treatment plant. And the air there didn't smell very good.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what a sewage treatment plant is?
No, not really.
Well, when you flush your toilet...
It goes to a sewage...
Treatment plant.
Where they clean it up and then...
They use bacteria to digest it so it can be... So it doesn't pollute the environment.
So basically he went through an area that smelled like poop.
It wasn't pleasant. Now,
all right.
The environment you live and work in, most people's lives are in despair. They haven't realized that this is their life. They still are thinking something better is going to come along sometime, so they resist what is, and they keep their life stuck in the sadness and the worry and the fear and the upset that many people live in. Now, you work with people who are upset, who lose their sense of wonder for life, who aren't light, who are seriously trying to get somewhere.
And especially since you are an occupational therapist working with children who have learning challenges, I'm certain some of the parents you deal with are deeply concerned about their kids in a way that isn't light.
Yeah.
So you're not taking that into account. Us human beings, we have these little insignificant pieces of dust in this universe of ours. And we think we're so important, and we think that we can change things and make a difference and all that stuff. Well, to some degree we can, but our universe does impact us. It does affect how we feel and how we function and how we see. You know, the moon pulls on the tides, makes the oceans move. You know, that you go to the beach and you see how the tide rushes in and out in some places many feet, like the Bay of Fundy. I think it's 42 feet from high tide to low tide. That's the pull of a moon and the sun. And so you've got environmental impact that's happening to each of us. And, you know, you have to be light about it.
You said be light about it?
Yeah.
Be light, be light.
If you go out your door and you walk around and you were to walk around in the street for a while, at some point when you came home, you'd notice that your clothes had gotten dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone gets lost in the woods, for instance, oftentimes they'll bring in a dog to sniff and follow the trail where they went. Just because our noses aren't sensitive enough to know that a person can leave a trail behind doesn't mean that you are not walking through a trail, a sea of other people's disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of why having friends, having a community, this radio show, going to workshops, really matters. It's like taking a shower. Because at any given time, you're going to have some of your friends are going to be clean and sparkling, and other times people are going to have been soiled by their environment. And you can hook into the people in your environment to support you in coming back to yourself.
Mhm. Yeah, that's very true. Actually, you answered my question before I asked. Like, because I still got stuck. Like I said, I thought I'm already pretty aware of that, and still I find myself in these places of, you know, finding it hard. And
yes, but that's because you resist what you discover or see.
And you also have the misassumption that because you're aware of it, it shouldn't affect you.
Yeah.
I always get this image, or often get this image. Shine, I once saw a National Geographic special about a lioness. And she had three cubs, and she was moving the cubs, and she walked by a cobra that was molting, so its eyes were glazed over, and it couldn't see, and it just struck out blindly because it assumed that she was
a predator.
And it struck the babies, and it struck her, and the babies died. But she got very, very sick, and they tracked her for days, drooling and slobbering and shaking and moving through the
jungle.
Now, we know what got her. That doesn't mean that she didn't have to process the poison. And sometimes you get whacked by life,
it has an effect. People around you can support you in coming back to a lighter sense of yourself. You shouldn't be embarrassed when you get knocked off balance. You think now that you are so aware, you should be beyond that. That type of thinking is always indicative or always indicates an upset.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you have to do it alone or you're so aware by now, you're upset.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're picking on yourself for not being the way you think you ought to be, which is above feeling upset when you're feeling upset.
Hey, if you go to a really, really good restaurant, do you think twice about calling your friends and saying, hey, I ate at a great place, you should go there?
I'm into, like, I would invite them, yes.
Yes, and you wouldn't hesitate.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you're feeling kind of icky about yourself, you hesitate to call.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you're upset.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? When you need people the most,
you don't call them.
Oh, we are funny.
Yeah, that is so true.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, thanks, guys.
We look forward to seeing you next week in Hamburg.
No, I see you tomorrow. I'll see you in 2 days.
Oh, no.
Right.
You're coming to New York for Transformation in the Workplace.
Yippee.
All right.
Look, if Auntie can come from Hamburg, you all can come from anywhere. It's not too late. We can take you last minute. Transformation in the Workplace is in New York City. Then we're doing Monday Night Alive this Monday coming up. And then we're off to Hamburg for a couple weeks, and then we're back in New York City. We have a whole lot of great courses this fall. Go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. Pick the one that's for you and join us.
Pick the one or ones.
As in Antje's case, she's doing, and she's going back to Hamburg.
To do the workshop in Hamburg with
awesome.
Us.
Awesome. How exciting is that? Thanks for calling today, Antje.
Yes. Thank you, Antje.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I hear we have Reiner on the phone.
You there, Reiner?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Reiner.
Hi.
This is our German day.
German and Swiss.
Yes. German
boy,
and Swiss.
We got the European contingent.
Yes.
You know, we only have 1 minute till we have to go to a break, so we can just get started with you, and then we're going to have to come back after the break. Is that cool with you?
That's perfect.
Excellent. So
yeah.
Quick, what's your question?
My question is, well, you were talking about that light goes away when you disagree with something in your life. And my question is it possible to have the light on all the time?
That's a great question.
You know what? We're going to have to answer that.
That when you come back from the break.
If you want to hear the answer, you'll have to come on back. And don't
miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network. Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Hey, kid, over here, inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're going to waste energy in your home, I'm going to pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hey, we're talking with Reiner.
Reiner, are
you still there, right?
Yeah.
Good.
You in Hamburg?
Yes, I'm in Hamburg, yeah.
Excellent. Now, his question...
Is it Hamburg or Hamburg?
What?
What?
We've already established that my German pronunciation can be a little faulty. So he was asking, is it possible to be light all the time? And when you're talking about being light all the time, I get a... It's kind of like somebody who wants to be happy all the time.
You see, there's an appropriate way of interacting with your life. And that's not an all-the-time thing, because I look out my window here, and I see the wind blowing through the trees. And some places, it's still, and in other places, the leaves are moving, like there's quite a bit of wind up there. And that's kind of like life, Reiner. You can't...
Yeah.
You have to be appropriate to the environment you're in. Things are coming at you in life at all. Every moment is a different, unique moment of now. And if you're trying to have things be calm when the seas around you are rough, you're going to have a really difficult life. But if you adjust to the wind and the sea, you're a sailor, Reiner.
Yes, I am.
You adjust the tiller and the sail to the wind and the sea in order to, it's funny that I'm using a wind analogy here, but to sail your boat appropriately.
That's right, yeah.
Right. So you can't, you see, so be light all the time? Well, yes. But that doesn't mean be calm all the time. Sometimes what it requires of you to be appropriate to your life is to be engaged with an intensity, and other times it's appropriate for you to relax and delight in the moment with it being still or calm. You know, it's, I can't give you a...
I have an example.
Give her an example.
Not too long ago, we were speaking with a young lady who'd spent some time with her parents, and she had not vacated with them for a while, and when she went back to where they were and they spent some time together, she realized that in the time frame that she'd been away, they'd aged considerably, and she saw that they were aging and moving toward the end of their life, and she found that very upsetting, and she hid it from herself. And when we saw her again, she was a little off base, a little out of sequence and out of sync with her life, because she was trying to be light and airy over top of her truth.
Her disturbance about her parents' aging.
And when we actually stopped and talked to her, she burst into tears and said, "I realize that they're aging and I don't want them to die." And it was such a beautiful and sweet moment. And in a certain respect, it was light, where her attempt at doing being light over her truth kept in place this moment, kept in her distress in place.
Because the first principle is what you resist persists.
So when you're talking about can you always be light, I have a feeling that you have very strict categories in your mind and you're trying to be in the correct categories as opposed to letting life flow like the sea.
And blow like the wind.
So to speak.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I always have the tendency to categorize things, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're representative of a lot of the people who listen to this show, I'm certain.
Well, we have another caller on.
Thanks for calling.
So thanks for calling.
And we are really looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you in Hamburg in about a week.
Yes, I'm
excellent.
Really looking forward to see you.
Okay. Have a great evening, Reiner. We have Andrea on the line. Is that correct?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
And you're calling from?
From Switzerland.
Oh, my goodness.
10 minutes away from Basel, where Sonia called.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just enjoyed your show. It was so great because it absolutely... It's fitting perfectly for my situation at the moment because I felt so upset the last few days, and I just... didn't want to be upset, so I got even more upset.
Yes.
Yeah, because what you resist,
it was so cool.
Grows stronger for sure.
Yeah.
Excellent. But yeah, so cool. Do you have a question left?
Well, I just don't know why I always start to worry so much.
Well, let me ask
everything.
You something.
Excuse me?
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Do your parents worry?
Yes.
Well, that's why you worry so much. You were raised in a family of people who worried, and that's not a bad thing, you know.
Your family got here.
That's right, and they worried. You know, did you ever hear the expression that life is like a panini machine?
No.
Now, for those of you who don't know what a panini is like a sandwich that's been put in a press and heated.
So it's like grilled, it's like fancy grilled cheese that's been pressed together with a, it's like a cross between a waffle and grilled cheese.
Right.
So it's bread with some sort of something in between it that's been toasted in a heated press.
Right. And life is like a panini machine, Andrea. Andrea, it's, you see, your family survived, and they worried, and they thought that the worry was what supported their survival.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, like, if you did good in school, and you didn't study right up to the end, and then you crammed, and then you stayed up late and drank a lot of coffee and got real nervous, and you did well and got an A on the test, somehow you think the cramming and the staying up late and the drinking a lot of coffee had something to do with the formula of your success.
Yes.
Yes.
So the mind is not discerning. It records everything and sandwiches it together and heats it up, and then it's melded.
Right, and so that becomes your story of why. So you worry because your family worried and survived by worrying.
Now, that being said, if you go to the three principles of instantaneous transformation and you simply non-judgmentally observe your worrying without making it mean anything.
And without trying to get rid of it or change it in any way, but just notice it.
Get interested in it.
That's all it takes to have that transform.
Wow. That feels so relaxing.
Yeah.
Well, light is the middle word in enlightenment.
At least in English. God
right.
knows what it is in German, but hey.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
thank you.
Vergebung. Forgive yourself.
Vergebung,
yeah. Forgive yourself for worrying when you worry.
Okay, I do that. In
that's
Swiss
my
German.
German word for the day.
Right. It may be her German word for the week.
Yes.
Thank you for calling today.
Yes,
thank you so much.
And we look forward to seeing you, too, in Hamburg, Germany, for the upcoming workshops there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Cool. Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy your day.
You
we
too.
Shall.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Tune in next week for I'm a Good Listener. Wait, what did you say? It's also our 25th wedding anniversary special event. Come on back next week.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.